All right, we're back again for another father-son fireside chat kind of thing that we got going on here.
Fireside chat.
Yeah, you know, something like that, like the old days. How are you doing today, Forrest?
Pretty good.
You know, I got a text today. Mr. Mustafa actually listens to these.
He does?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, he likes these.
He does?
Uh-huh.
It's a good idea.
Yeah, maybe he thinks you're smart or something. Probably not. His kids are actually smart.
Yeah.
So how are you today?
Good.
What'd you do?
Normal school stuff.
Yeah. Did you kiss any girls today?
No.
Oh, all right. Are you ever going to kiss a girl?
Hopefully not until I'm older.
Oh, that's a good idea. Good plan. You got any questions for me?
No.
Good. You never have any questions. It's really easy. That means I get to ask you all the questions. So everything's always directed about you. All right. I got one goofy question, then we'll get into serious stuff. If you could be a superhero, who would you be and why?
The Flash. Well, all right. First of all, I'd be super fast. So I could basically do a... First of all, my homework would be a lot easier to do. Summer reading would be a lot easier to do. Writing would be a lot easier to do. And if I ever got frustrated, I could just run it off.
Yeah, around the planet like 600 times we'd be back in the past. Like when Superman flies. That's it? Is it just because you like the TV show? And Flash has got a hot girl?
I can also shoot lightning and make, like, really... I can make tornadoes.
Uh-huh.
I can shoot lightning. And in the Flashpoint Paradox movie, he actually makes, like, this... almost like a circle of wind, and he throws it at a bomb. And a,
yeah.
The...
You make little tornadoes with his hands, too.
Yeah, it's like almost a hand tornado that he used. Uh-huh. And he, like, threw it. It was cool.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Okay. You're just done, huh? You didn't have the reverse question for me? That's okay.
I was about to just ask you that.
Oh.
Like,
I don't know. I probably either want to be able to mind read people to know exactly what everyone's thinking. Because I think that'd be pretty cool.
That'd be good for the podcast. You could finish people's sentences.
No, that's not very good for the podcast. And I cut everyone off while I was finishing people's sentences. But I have a great... I could definitely control the conversation a lot better because I know what they're thinking. I could ask questions that mess them up.
Yeah. Yeah.
That'd be cool. Plus, I'd always know what people are thinking, like what my wife was thinking and what you're thinking and all the people at work.
That might actually help you be better in people's opinion if they didn't know that you actually had that power.
Right, I wouldn't tell nobody. You know, it'd be really cool. And then, like, it'd be good for school because you wouldn't have to do homework. If the teacher asked you questions, you'd have to think about the answer so you'd know the answer all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, see? Not just a punching bag in my head is. I pointed at my head while I said that. So what do you know about drugs?
Drugs? Where is this going?
Well, I don't know. Where do you think it's going? It's going to drug talk.
Well, what do you mean by drugs? Do you mean...
Like marijuana or cocaine
so
or
like...
LSD or mushrooms or... Do you know what mushrooms are? Drug mushrooms?
No.
They're like a psychedelic thing, so they make you see things. They grow them in like poop. And
what?
Yeah, they grow them in poop. That's why they taste like poop. But they make you, like, see things and go on trips. Like, it messes with your brain, so you see hallucinations.
That's who? What? That just...
You know people have taken mushrooms.
I do?
You do.
Who?
I guarantee you. I can't tell you because we're on live air. I don't want to throw Mr. Andrews under the bus. He's not the only one, but I just throw him under the bus.
He'll probably laugh. He's a good guy.
Yeah, he likes that. So what do you know about drugs?
Well, they cost you a lot, not just money. They cost you pretty much your life. Because, well, first of all, they addict you. And then next, they make you hungry for more money so you can... either make them or buy them. And then lastly, it just kind of can take away your body. But if you, at a certain point, it's just going to start deteriorating your body because of everything that's in it. It's either going to deteriorate your mind, your lungs, or your heart, usually, or your kidneys.
Why do you think people take drugs then?
To relax themselves. Like, we were talking about it the other day about cocaine and marijuana. You said you don't see why people smoke cigarettes because, I mean, it doesn't relax you or anything, but you could see why people took cocaine and marijuana because it's almost like a calming.
Cocaine is not calming. Cocaine gets you hyped up.
Or, yeah, either hyped up or relaxed.
We were talking about weed and we were talking about marijuana.
Yeah, how marijuana is supposed to relax you. But some other people do a healthy amount of marijuana where it gives you the medicinal benefits and the healthy benefits.
Well, there's different kinds of marijuana. You can take CBD oil, which is marijuana without the THC, mm-hmm. and that's the ingredient that makes you high.
Yeah.
And they take that out, and the CBD is supposed to be pretty good for you. So you can get the medicinal benefits without actually ingesting the THC.
Don't they take the addictive agent out?
There's controversy whether marijuana is addictive or not. To me, I believe the studies show that it is addictive, but who am I? I've never smoked marijuana, so I can't say whether it's addictive or not.
Yeah.
I would
that's
say
that's probably for the best.
I would say a lot of people I know can just quit cold turkey. Pretty much everyone I know smoked weed. Your mom and me are really the only two people I know that haven't.
And obviously And
hopefully you.
Did you say I must be... Okay, you said you.
Right.
Everybody you know. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. I hope not the people that you know, because your friends are still in a young peer group. But yeah. All the adults I expose you to, most of them have smoked weed, I would imagine.
I'm pretty sure by the time I'm in 9th or 10th grade, or I'm in 8th to, like, the rest of high school and the rest of my life, I probably know some people or know some people's names at my school that have done done marijuana before.
Right. What about alcohol?
Well, alcohol, besides getting drunk, it's not really that bad for you. I mean,
why do you think alcohol is okay and marijuana is not?
Well, okay, it's different. So the different kinds of marijuana are different because. If you smoke weed, I mean that's obviously the addictive agent and the high part, which isn't good for you. And being high kind of just gets dulls your senses and your mind. Well, the CBD oil actually helps you.
So what does alcohol do then?
Actually, I think you can probably get away pretty normal if you just have, like, a glass of red wine or just a glass of wine.
What if you just take two puffs of a joint?
Well, that can addict you. Like, if you're really...
Alcohol's proven to be addictive.
Well, yeah. But if you're...
Here's the whole thing I want to get into. What you're talking about is how the school tells you about the drugs and, like, how advertisers tell you about drugs and alcohol. Alcohol is a drug just as much as marijuana or cocaine or any of the other drugs. For sure, 100%.
But are they as bad for you?
Yes, it's worse for you. Alcohol's been proven to be worse for you than marijuana.
What kind of alcohol?
Any kind of alcohol.
Just wine? Like, just a glass of wine?
Not one glass of wine, but the alcohol in the wine is addictive, and you start to have one or two glasses, and it builds up a tolerance for you, and you drink more and more alcohol, and it does dull your senses. Just like one puff of weed does the same thing. It hits your system, but not as hard.
Mm-hmm.
They all do the same thing. They're all, like, escape methods, I think, personally.
I'm really surprised, actually.
That's why marijuana has become illegal in a lot of states. You know what it is the government...
Alcohol is legal and everybody's starting to figure out what you already know.
In the 70s, there was a big push, or 60s and 70s, there was a big push to get marijuana illegal because everyone can grow it and they couldn't tax it. They weren't making money.
Why didn't they tax marijuana? Like, they tax everything else.
Because people can just grow it. Because it's hard to stop people from growing it. So it's hard to tax it and then it's hard to regulate it. But they're doing it now in California and stuff. Now the marijuana is different because the marijuana gets a higher grade.
Couldn't you make it illegal to grow.
It is illegal to grow everywhere, and people still do it. Like, laws don't stop people from doing things. It's like laws don't stop people from shooting up schools, you know?
Yeah, that's definitely true.
Right, but I just want you to critically think about all the stuff you're doing. If you take a substance and it alters how you feel, react, it's not good for you.
Probably stop it.
Yeah, or it's a drug. If it alters how you feel, it's definitely a drug. Whether it's taking away pain, because that's how people get hooked on heroin. They do pain pills, and then heroin's cheaper, so they do heroin. It takes away their pain, makes them feel great.
What about opioids? Because opioids were a big thing.
That's what I'm talking about. It takes away your pain. Like, a lot of people start the pills, like,
What about, like, smoking opium? Like, they did, like, way...
In the old days?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know how that works. I don't really know everything about drugs, to be honest with you. I very rarely drink alcohol. I think I drank once when I was like 12 or 13. I tried a beer and it was like one of the grossest things I ever had. When did I drink again? I had
You probably were made to drink champagne during New Year's before.
Yeah, right? I had champagne a couple times during New Year's. I did it last time. Both times went down to Dad's house. I had champagne. I had a couple shots when Destiny was born. The day after she was born, I had to go to my cousin's bachelor party, so I had two or three shots. And it wasn't a bachelor party.
What were the shots like?
Just keeps getting married. I don't know. I don't really remember too good. I took them. They were like, actually didn't taste too bad, but it burned a little bit going down. I don't feel too altered, but I rode with my mom, so my mom dropped me off. I had like two or three shots over like 5 hours, so.
Yeah, it was not that bad.
Mm-hmm. But every time I went around, my cousin would buy me a shot. And like at the time, I didn't know how to say no to that because I was, you know, it was right when Destiny was born.
How
I was
do you say
young.
No to that?
What I do is I just say no. I'm past the point where I care what people think. So I just say no. I'm like, nah, it's not for me. And when I used to go out, you know, we used to go out to strip clubs and like all kinds of other stuff when I was young and I was on the wrestling team. What I do is I carry around an empty beer bottle and it looked like I was drinking. So that way I could hang out, but not like look like I wasn't drinking and being a party pooper or whatever, you know?
Yeah, wow.
Plus, a lot of times I'd be DD, so I could just say like, I'm a designated driver. I can't drink. I'm not going to do that, you know?
Yeah.
So people actually liked to go out with me, and then I got stuck driving. And then after a while, I was like, this is not really cool. I don't like doing this. So
I really just stopped going. You don't like being
DD? I don't mind being DD. I just don't like hanging out with people that are drinking, to be honest with you.
Or drunk. I think drunk is worse, because then they're all happy, and it's just gets bad.
Or they get angry.
Yeah, they get angry a lot easier. Yeah.
Or they scratch at the door or some other bad things.
Scratch at the door.
Yeah, long story. So what I'm saying is, like, drugs and alcohol, they make you feel good. And they you know what? When me and Mom were fighting not too long ago, I actually had a Jack and Coke because I wanted to see, like, how it does and what it does to you. And Mom drinks a little bit when we fight sometimes and relax a little bit. I took it. I did not like, I was like dull. I felt like dumb. I just felt like I got punched in the head like 60 times. Like I sparred like maybe like I did 8 rounds with Mr. Pat. You know, that's
what
I felt like.
Have?
I don't know. I don't even know what a shot would be. I just poured some in and then poured some pop on top. And it tasted terrible. And it didn't help because we were arguing and like it really dulled my senses. And I was like, I was really losing the argument bad then. Like I felt like a retard. That's not a really nice word to say, but I still say retard.
Well, you probably, I'm guessing you've said it for a long time before.
Yeah.
It was kind of, like, bad.
I've never called someone that's handicapped retards. I just call dumb people retards. Because dumb people are retards. I think that's what they're meant for, not...
That's the real definition. It's just that one person does something that's a celebrity and affects the whole world. It's so annoying.
Yeah, so basically we're way over time, but I wanted to say that...
Isn't that what fads are kind of from, celebrities? Just doing dumb stuff?
Fads come from other people doing dumb stuff too, not just celebrities. Don't be celebrity hating. Some celebrities are good.
Some.
Anyways, I just want to say that drugs and alcohol, they make you feel good. A lot of your friends are going to do it. You're going to feel a lot of pressure to do it sometimes. And you might try it. And if you do try it, I understand. And I'll always be here to help you or talk with you if you need it. And I would like, if you ever do become chemically altered or you drink, please call me. I'll come pick you up. Don't talk to Mom. Call me. We'll hang out. We'll talk about it.
Maybe we should edit that part out before Mom calls us again. No,
that's all right. We're good. We're not going to edit it. And, please always be open with me about drugs and alcohol. I'm pretty understanding. But I would tell you, it's just gonna, it's gonna alter you, and it's not really gonna help you.
Yeah.
It's gonna feel good for a little bit, and then you're gonna feel worse after.
You know, I do have a some questions to start out tomorrow's. I'll just save it for tomorrow.
All right, sounds good. Not about this?
It's kind of about
this. Okay, go ahead right now. Let's hurry up.
What about, like, over-the-table stuff at, like, GNC? Like, that's somehow you start feeling altered. Like, what do you...
Like caffeine? Like, that kind of stuff?
Not necessarily caffeine. Just something that you don't see in the ingredients or you miss.
That you wouldn't normally feel. There's this small amount. Those guys that you talk about, the people that pop hot in UFC for, like, tainted substances?
Kind of, but just maybe by mistake or by something... just not right by somebody not telling you something.
Yeah, the ingredients in there, if you fail a drug test because of that, you're not being altered. It's not really enough to make you feel different. And that's mostly bodybuilding stuff and steroids, which is a completely different topic that we can talk about if you're interested in that too.
That's like injection drugs, right?
Yeah, steroids don't make you feel good, though. That's a drug to...
Doesn't it just give you adrenaline and
muscle mass? No, steroids help your muscles recover and heal and build faster. So they're actually a very good thing. They just do a lot of damage to your body.
So the caffeine...
To look good on the outside, you're giving up your insides, which, I don't know. It's a choice you have to make on your own.
Yeah.
You, in a free country, have free choice, and hopefully I can educate you and make the right choices. All right, let's call it here. We're 16 and a half minutes in. We're way over time. It's 9:59. You should be in bed in less than 1 minute. That's 10 o'clock right now. All right, I know where my child is. He's going to bed.
Sounds good.
Thank you guys for listening. If you have anything you want us to talk about, please leave it in the comments. Thank you. Have a good night.